It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, December 15th, 2017. Christmas is a little over a week away, and today we turn to a true Christmas classic. In the more than 170 years since it was first published in 1843, it has been so interwoven with the fabric of the holiday that it is difficult to imagine Christmas without it. It has never been out of print. It has been adapted countless times for every sort of artistic treatment imaginable. It is the best-known work that its prolific author ever produced, and it is arguably one of the most familiar titles in the entire canon of literature in English. Here's how it begins. Marley was dead, to begin with. There was no doubt whatever about that. The register of his burial was signed by the clergyman, the clerk, the undertaker, and the chief mourner. Scrooge signed it, and Scrooge's name was good upon change for anything he chose to put his hand to. Old Marley was as dead as a doornail. Yes, you're right. It is A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens, written with lightning speed in just 6 weeks beginning in September 1843 and populated with some of the most memorable characters ever conceived in the imagination of an author, beginning with Scrooge himself. Just listen. Oh, but he was a tight-fisted hand at the grindstone, Scrooge. A squeezing, wrenching, grasping, scraping, clutching, covetous old sinner, hard and sharp as flint, from which no steel had ever struck out generous fire, secret and self-contained and solitary as an oyster. The cold within him froze his old features, nipped his pointed nose, shriveled his cheek, stiffened his gait, made his eyes red, his thin lips blue, and spoke out shrewdly in his grating voice. A frosty rime was on his head and on his eyebrows and his wiry chin. He carried his own low temperature always about with him and didn't thaw it out one degree at Christmas. But that's not all. Dickens also gives us Bob Cratchit, Tiny Tim, Marley's ghost, Scrooge's nephew Fred, old Mr. Fezziwig, the spirits of Christmas past and present and Christmas yet to come, and dozens more, all ready to be taken into our hearts and our fellowship at this festive season of the year. Despite its popular reception, Dickens did not make nearly as much money from the little book as he had hoped to do. Production problems drove up his costs, and profits did not meet expectations. Critics were kind, however. The London literary magazine Athenaeum declared it a tale to make the reader laugh and cry, to open his hands and open his heart to charity even toward the uncharitable, a dainty dish to set before a king. Poet and editor Thomas Hood wrote, "If Christmas, with its ancient and hospitable customs, its social and charitable observances were ever in danger of decay, this is the book that would give them a new lease." And now, more than 170 years after its first appearance, it is still read and still loved and still very much a part of Christmas. President Franklin Roosevelt read it to his children and his grandchildren every year. His favorite part was when Tiny Tim exclaims, "God bless us, every one!" It's mine too. And it's my wish for each of you. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for December 15th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.